friend talking now to Senor Barahona.
Eu me chamo Almiro Barahona, estamos no Hotel Nikkei, em Brasília, capital do Brasil, hoje 19 de abril de 1983, exatamente às 20 horas e 33 minutos.
Barahona has just marked on a piece of paper the order of the shots. 1, 2, 3 took good, were okay. 4 and 5 did not come out. Reason?
No, they came out with no object.
But no objects were on it. But the 6 showed the object. Did the 6 show the object?
Yes.
And the six, mm-hmm. So that we have a diagram in the magazines that said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But we only have 1, 2, 3, we only have 4 shots, don't we, actually? Yes. What was the public reaction? How soon did the public learn of it?
Durante os 30 dias, eu compareci 3 vezes no serviço secreto da Marinha.
During those 30 days, he personally went 3 times to the Marine Corps Secret Service Bureau, right? The Secret Service Department of the Marine Corps. Okay.
E lá fizemos vários testes, tempo, e reprodução das fotografias.
During among the things on his 3 visits, testing the photographs, time test.
A Marinha mandou os 4 negativos para um serviço de aerofotogrametria de uma companhia de aviação.
The Marine sent the photos to aerophenometry, is that the right word? Aerophenometria.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
You'll have to check the English. A private company to be researched.
E mandou os negativos também para o exterior, possivelmente na América do Norte, a fim de testarem no microscópio e fazer para a América. Não me lembro, talvez Rochester, América, o laboratório da Kodak. Foram feitos testes químicos, microscópicos, a fim de saber se havia alguma distorção na imagem.
They also sent the photos to the negatives to Kodak in the States. He said they sent them to the States, I said who, and he said Kodak, to do chemical tests, testes químicas and microscopic tests to make sure there was no tampering.
Eu não tenho o resultado porque o relatório é estritamente confidencial. A Marinha não divulgou, apenas me mostrou. Eu tenho um relatório da Marinha Brasileira. Eu vou mandar para ele uma cópia. No laboratório da Marinha, não tem um relatório paralelo.
He does not have those. I asked him why, if he has the other one, because all the reports are strictly confidential. You know, the report he's got is what he got. He does not have copies of the lab results.
So what was the reaction in the street, so to speak?
Bom, a reação do público, o público dividiu-se, né?
Public was divided.
Os meus inimigos começaram a me atacar. E outra facção começaram a dizer que as fotografias não havia dúvida nenhuma. 3 jornais me atacavam, enquanto 6 jornais não tinham dúvida alguma sobre.
He referred to 9 newspaper reports, right? 3 of the newspapers attacked everything, saying it didn't happen. 6 of the papers supported him. He said public reaction, judging from the people he knew, took advantage of the case and further attacked him. But he also had lots of support from other friends. So they either believed or they didn't.
Did any of the detractors ever come up with anything that could be considered in support of their detraction? I mean, did anyone ever come up with something solid against him?
Nada disso. Apenas acusações sem provas. Eles ficaram frustrados profissionalmente. Apenas isso.
Answer in essence, proofless accusations.
Was there any attempt of the Navy there to hush it up, to keep it from
Marines, right?
The Marines. Well, it was a Navy.
Marine, that's right, the Navy.
Was it actually part of the IGY, the International Geophysical Year? Was it a Navy? What is it? Admiral Sarhat. What was the name of the ship again?
Naquela época, o navio chama-se Almirante Saldanha. Naquela época, ele era navio escola, movido a vela e com um pequeno motor auxiliar. Hoje é navio hidrográfico. foram tiradas as velas.
Admiral Saldanha, eu perdi outra informação, desculpe. Eu estava... I didn't get the last... Yeah, the name of the boat was... It was a Skola. Eu não sei se... It was in the part of the Navy Skola, and it's not anymore. The boat is now... At the time, it was moved by sails. Now it's a hydrographic boat.
Was the Navy then, the Navy officials quite open about this? What was their official statement, say, 6 months after the case? What is the party line?
Tem várias declarações.
They did not try any type of cover-up. They did not attempt to cover up anything. Então não tentaram cobrir nada.
Não, os oficiais, do modo geral, me apoiaram. E, inclusive, o chefe de serviço secreto. Eu tive todo o apoio da Marinha.
He had total support from the Navy.
Now, did they think in terms of a spaceship, or did they think in terms of a man-made or vehicle, or what?
They meaning he?
No, both he and the Navy.
Não, no relatório a Marinha disse que depois do inquérito ficou provado que era um objeto sólido, se deslocava no ar sem ruído, tinha a forma de prato.
Não tentaram interpretar o que era.
Diz que a fotografia não dava chance para...
There was no attempt at interpreting what it was. Their description of it is in the report. You know, they stuck to the physical description of it.
The total duration in time, from the time that he was first aware of it to the time it disappeared, how many seconds or minutes?
De acordo com os testes, a duração levou 14 minutos, 14 segundos.
According to the test they ran, 14 seconds.
The whole thing, the whole... And in those 14 seconds... And in those 14 seconds, how many kilometers were covered, approximately?
O objeto veio do horizonte, passou por cima da ilha e sumiu no horizonte. Não se pode ter uma base de distância, não? Porque a ilha tem um quilômetro e pouco. Ele veio do horizonte, passou por cima da ilha, voltou para o mesmo lugar. Eu tenho...
Então é difícil dizer.
É difícil.
It's hard to say. He said the island is a mile long. He said during the time it came from the horizon, passed over the island.
Aquele papel.
What was the exposure time?
F-stop F6, exposure time 1 over 200.
Yeah, that's the F number, but I mean, was it a 60th of a second, 125th of a second? What was the exposure, the shutter speed?
That's it.
Oh, 1 200.
Yeah,
oh, okay, well, I didn't see that. 1 200th, okay. Well, that would have stopped things.
So you want to know why there was no blurring?
Yeah, that's why, you know. We're examining the diagram now.
Yes, dispatch was done at a low speed up to here.
Uh-huh. The first part was a low speed.
Yes.
In other words, 1 and 2.
Then it stopped here.
Stopped at 3.
Then it was high speed from there.
High speed
on.
Of that.
Then it stopped again.
Stopped again at 6. Because he didn't get that one because it was going at such high speed then. Now this is something we didn't know before, you see.
After all of these years, how do you feel about your participation in this historic event?
He feels as peaceful as he always felt.
But when you tell this story to your grandchildren, let's say, or what will be the thing which most clearly stands out in mind? What, in other words, when he tells the story, what will remain as the years go by as the most important thing?
O apoio que eu recebi da Marinha de Guerra e dos meus amigos. O apoio que eu recebi da Marinha de Guerra e dos meus amigos. Eu não tinha intenção nenhuma de fotografar.
The way the Navy backed him up.
I said, I suppose it's all in the official report, but could he give me an estimate of its size and color?
O tamanho do objeto aparentava mais ou menos do tamanho de uma lua ovalada e a cor de chumbo.
The size of the object corresponded to a caterpillar. It was the size of an oval moon and the color was lead.
Was there any sound?
Não havia som nenhum. Mesmo se houvesse, não poderia se ouvir porque o mar estava batendo violentamente contra o costado do navio.
There was no sound whatever, even if there had been, they wouldn't have heard it because the sea was rough and was the waves were beating hard against the side of the body ship. The ship was body.
Now, at its closest approach, could he estimate its distance from him?
A distância foi conseguida por testes na própria marinha. Ele passou a 14 quilômetros de distância do navio.
This distance was calculated by the Navy itself, and the object had passed at 14 kilometers from the ship.
That's a little farther than I thought. I always thought it was closer. Ask him now what the calculation showed, the actual size.
O objeto, a Marinha acredita que o objeto vinha periodicamente vigiar a ilha. O tamanho? 40 metros de diâmetro por 8 metros de altura.
40 meters diameter.
8 de altura.
By 8 in height.
40 by 8. Okay. Well, I think, I think that's, ask whether the sky was clear.
Não, o céu estava ligeiramente com nuvens, né? Nuvens pequenas, cirros.
There were only some cirrus in the sky.
Did the object ever pass in front of anything, like a mountain or a cloud?
Ele passou em frente a várias nuvens, porém montanha não, porque a ilha ficava 800 metros do navio e ele passou a 14 quilômetros de distância.
Did pass in front of, na frente ou atrás? Na frente das nuvens. In front of the clouds, but not the mountain because it was 40 kilometers up.
Em el mar.
Mas no objeto, ele estava na nave.
Pero ¿fue a tierra o estaba en el mar, siempre, volando?
Ah, ask it in English.
No, it passed horizontalmente, ondulando.
It passed horizontally with an ondulatory movement.
Over land and over sea.
Sobre o mar e sobre a terra ou somente sobre o mar?
No, ele vinha do mar, na altitude, assim de uns 20 graus de altura, continuou, passou por trás da ilha, escondeu-se atrás do morro e depois voltou.
Mas um momentinho, eu fiz a pergunta se passou na frente do morro e disse que não, por trás do morro. Now he said that it came over the sea and then it passed behind the cloud, the mountain and then returned.
Ele veio do horizonte e voltou para o horizonte.
It came from the horizon and returned to the horizon.
300 or 400 meters
above the ocean level.
Sea level.
All right, now, one thing that has, tell him that one of the things that has never come out in the reports before is that I always assumed that it was a straight line motion, but how much did it wobble?
O capitão Viegas, capitão da Força Aérea Brasileira, foi quem melhor observou e disse que o objeto virou por duas vezes.
Captain Viegas, who also belongs to the Air Force, said that it didn't only undulate, but it also tipped twice, on two occasions.
And the captain saw it himself.
Não, o comandante não viu. O comandante estava na cabine. O comandante não.
Não.
José Saldanha da Gama.
The captain's name was João Saldanha da Gama, and he was in his cabin.
O comandante chamava-se José Saldanha da Gama, era neto do almirante que deu nome ao navio.
The captain was João Saldanha da Gama, but he was the grandson of the man who gave the ship's name.
I see, but now, who was the one who confirmed the fact that it went and tipped?
Okay, it was the man I told you before, Viegas.
And he was, what was his
what
rank?
Não era Viegas que viu fazer o... Yes.
And what was his rank?
Sim, mas qual era o nível militar dele?
Captain.
He was the chaplain.
Okay,
not the captain. Not the captain of the ship. His rank,
oh, his
you're
rank
asking.
Was captain.
You were asking me for the rank.
Yes, the rank was the captain, but he was not the captain of the ship.
No.
Okay.
I should like to ask, because I'll ask him and then I'll tell you what it was. Io tivo una alunna, la cultura inglesa, che era sposa do comandante Burlamacchi. Ela disse, meu marido estava no navio. Ela me escreveu uma carta na época, eu perguntei. Era pouco, uns 15 anos depois. E ele disse que todo mundo, toda a tripulação viu. E eu então presumi sempre, através dos anos, que fosse ele o comandante do navio. Quem era o Burlamacchi, então? I had a student who was the wife of what she said, Commander Burlamacchi. And so I asked him, how is it that, yes, how is it that you're telling me another name for the captain? And he said, no, he was the, what's the man who comes out under the captain of the ship? What's the rank of that?
Oh, the chief mate or something like that.
Yes. So he was a chief mate. And this lady told me that she remembered very well when her husband returned from the journey that he said that all the crew on the ship had watched the UFO. And it was at the time when everybody was saying that it wasn't true. Yeah. And so for me it was total confirmation because she had said it.
Now, one thing that Virgilio brought up, did the ship have any radar in those days?
Havia radar e detector, não só no dia como na véspera também. Na véspera, o radar detectou um objeto estranho. Como na ilha não tem gaivota nenhum bicho voador, eles ficaram sob aviso. No dia, um pouco antes do aparecimento, o radar detectou. E tinha um oficial de plantão na proa do navio com binóculo.
Radar detected the UFO twice. There were no seagulls or any other kind of live stock around, and the day before the radar detected something, nobody saw anything, and on the very same day it detected the object that was passing.
A radar visual?
Detectou este que foi visto.
Detectou na véspera, detectou no dia. Na véspera ninguém viu coisa alguma.
Mas no dia foi na hora ou foi só no dia?
Não. No dia que apareceu, seguramente uns 15 minutos antes, o radar acusou.
Ah, on the day it appeared, the radar saw, detected it about, quantos 15 minutes? 15 minutes before they saw it.
But now, at the time that they saw it, was the radar detecting it at that same time?
Não, aí o radar, a bússola, o rádio, o ecobatímetro, todos apagaram.
All the electrical system on the ship, radar and everything else, went off.
By itself, or with this, or something I didn't know.
But, por sua conta, por sua própria conta. Do you want to turn it around and let me turn it around?
Porque oficial de marinha deu uma declaração ao jornal dizendo que foi por causa do OVNI. Eu tenho a declaração dele.
How does he know that this happened? Because that it was because of the UFO. Because a Navy officer gave a report to the Navy to that effect.
Uh-huh. And how long was the power off?
O apagamento durou seguramente meia hora.
Sure, half an hour.
Well, in other words, there was no other logical cause for the power failure. The officer reported that it was the OVNI that did it, huh?
Não tem dúvida nenhuma, porque a lancha que estava sendo suspensa na hora ficou parada no meio.
There is not the slightest doubt about this because there was a, what do you call it, a launch, a boat that was being hauled up, stopped midway.
Mm-hmm. At the time the thing appeared?
Yes.
A lancha era suspensa pelo motor elétrico. Parou tudo.
The boat was being hauled up by an electrical engine and everything stopped.
The ship had sonar.
Era sonar.
O navio tinha ecobatímetro. Ecobatímetro.
A kind of sonar called ectobatimeter. Foi notado algo de fora do comum. Não é o seguinte. É o seguinte. Pelo sonar, por esse ectobatômetro.
Não. O ecobatímetro aponta para o fundo
do navio. Detector. Because it points to the bottom of the ship. Nothing else.
Where was the sun in relation to the object?
Aonde estava o sol? Relativo ao objeto? Em que posição estava o Sol relativamente ao OVNI?
Isso não posso dizer, só pelo relatório. Não me recordo.
He can't remember.
Well, now, the time of day was what?
Entre 11 e 30 meio-dia.
Between 11:30 and 12.
I see, all right. Now then, I want to know one further thing. Which direction is this? Yeah, which direction was this? Up, which direction is that? Was that north or what was it?
Qual é essa direção? É a direção que vai pro norte ou em que depois faz a estrela?
Onde está o norte?
Não pode.
Só com o mapa.
He can only reply with a map.
With a map, yeah. All right, well, at this point, I want to thank Senhor Barahona.
Almiro Barahona
for his kindness in giving me this information.